Okay, good morning or good afternoon. As I said last night, we're thrilled to have Bradley Roby join the Denver Broncos, and that believe that he is going to be a guy that's going to be a tremendous help to us this year and come in and compete and make us better. So I'd like to introduce you to the newest Bronco, Bradley Roby.
So, Bradley, what's the experience been like since when you got the phone call, you talked to us, pretty much from that point on, when you got off the phone with us last night? What's the rest of your time been like?
Most of my time I've just been spending with my family. Last night I spent with my family most of the night. And, you know, just enjoying the moment, you know, embracing the moment, you know, just being thankful and grateful for the opportunity I have, you know. And it's been kind of wild, you know. I got about 400 text messages from people I've met throughout my whole life, you know. But I think everybody knows that it's a great position for me, you know. So a lot of people are happy for me as well. So it's been great.
Bradley, how would you describe your play as a cornerback? Michael Irvin said last night that the Broncos added attitude with you, and yeah, toughness. Secondly, is it different as a first-rounder going to a team that's clearly in win-now mode? How can that possibly potentially help you?
For your first question, you know, I think I definitely bring a certain edge, physicality and aggressiveness to a defense. You know, I think every defense should have corners like that. You know, I think I bring that to the table along with a lot of athletic ability, you know, and playmaking ability, instincts, things like that. And what was your second question? I forgot.
Joining the team that's in win,
okay.
Win.
I think that's a great position to be in. You know, at the end of the day, I'm a winner. I love to play football just to win. You know, that's all I want to do. So I think that this is the best position for me. You know, a Super Bowl contender that's ready to win right now. Everybody has the same mindset that I have. You know, so I think that's going to benefit me as well. You know, I think I'll fit in immediately, and I'm just ready to play.
You said you got 400-some text messages. Have you heard from any of your new teammates yet, or have you been able to reach out to them?
T.J. Ward actually tweeted at me. I actually met him while I was training for the combine. But at that time, he was with the Browns, you know, so we were talking about possibly being together with the Browns, but now we're with the Broncos, you know. And Peyton Manning also sent me a text message last night just talking about how I just need to come in and just be ready to help the team to win. And he's glad that I'm his teammate, and he's just ready to play, you know. So that was a shock to me, you know. Just, you know, I was watching a guy like that my whole life, you know. Now that's my teammate, and somebody I'm going to compete against every day, you know. So I'm very excited about that.
Can you talk about the decision to forego your senior year and what weighed into that decision?
I think it was a decision I made pretty early last year. I could have left for the draft, and was kind of in the same position I am in now. I decided to come back for this past season. Was a big decision, you know. And you know, when I came back, I kind of let everybody know that this would be my last year. So,
Bradley, you've talked about playing alongside some of these guys on defense, but what about playing Peyton and this prolific offense? You know, they set all these records last year. I know you mentioned Demarius, but Wes Welker and all these other guys that put up all these great numbers last year. How do you think that will help you kind of speed your learning curve as a rookie?
I think that will just the best thing for me, honestly. You know, practice is the most important thing. You know, you win games in practice, you know, so I know practice is going to be very intense going against guys like that. You know, you can't slack any day, you know, because they're going to bring their A game every day. They're veterans that know how to do it right, you know, so I'm very excited, man. I just can't wait to the first practice.
Yeah, Bradley, Broncos like to do a lot of press man-to-man. Do you do a lot of that at Ohio State?
I did a lot. You know, actually this year they're kind of doing nothing but press man. You know, and I kind of joked with Coach Meyer last night. Like, man, you will put in nothing but man when I leave, you know, because that's a strength of mine. You know, that's something I enjoy to do. You know, I think it's very effective. I think that's one of the strongest things about my game is my press man, you know. So that's what we do here. I'll be fit right in.
What sort of indication have you gotten about how they'll use you? Do you think it's going to be press man quite a bit? Because they like to leave their corners on an island and let them go one-on-one a lot.
We actually haven't talked about that, you know, in detail yet, you know. But I know they lost some starters from last year. Chris Harris is coming off an injury, you know, and I'm just going to do whatever I can for the team, you know, if it's playing outside, if it's playing nickel. Either one, I'm okay with doing that. I just want to come in and contribute any way possible. Whatever they ask me to do, I'll do it, you know, and I'm just ready to do that.
You were committed to go to Vanderbilt, an excellent school, and could you talk about the decision to go so far relatively away from home mm-hmm. and to go to Ohio State and to change that way?
I think the biggest thing was they didn't win enough. You know, I told you I'm a winner. I hate to lose. You know, that's why I think I'll fit in here so much because I have a winner's mentality, you know. And Vanderbilt's a great school and a great city. It was a great opportunity for me, but just they didn't win enough, you know. And not to knock the program. They have a great program and they turn it around. They've had great seasons these past couple years. And I was also going to go to play receiver, and I decided to play cornerback in college. And I decided to do that, you know, I decided to go to one of the best schools known for putting out DBs, and that's Ohio State.
Bradley, last night, obviously, you knew you were going to get drafted at some point. You were mm-hmm. hoping first round, but when you received that phone call, John Fox on the other line, John Elway talking to you, what can you take us through those emotions of this dream that you've had your whole life coming true?
I think it was a sigh of relief, you know. I was kind of calm, you know, but my family was very anxious. They were very nervous. I was trying to calm them down, you know. They were getting kind of – because it was getting towards the end of the round, you know, and nobody's called my name yet, you know. So, but, I mean, I was calm. I kept the faith. You know, I thought that God would put me in the position I need to be in, you know. So, and he did that, you know. So, I'm very proud of that, you know. It was a moment I'll never forget in my life, you know. And I'm just ready to play football now, though.
Bradley, how do you think working with Jack Del Rio is going to help you smooth the edges in your game and help you fix, you know, anything that needs to be fixed, any flaws or anything?
I think playing for a coach like him will definitely make me better as a player. You know, he's a guy who's been around the league for a long time, and he has a lot of prestige. Everybody knows he's a great defensive coordinator, and I think that he'll get me right. You know, I'll get with him as soon as possible. And we're going to work out anything I have to work on, you know, every day. And I don't know the specific schemes and things like that. You know, I'll learn those in the coming weeks. But I'm very excited.